You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Tuesday urged believers to be true Christians and give flavour to the life of others, not to be tempted to shine light upon themselves, but to bring the light of faith to their neighbours and to mankind. He was speaking during morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta. Drawing inspiration from the gospel reading of the day, Pope Francis spoke of when Jesus told his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world." Christians, he said, must be salt and light, but never self-serving. In fact, salt, he explained, must add flavour, and light must illuminate the other.
Luce e sale sono per gli altri.
Answering the question, what must a Christian do in order for the salt and the lamp oil not to run out, the Pope said the battery a Christian uses to generate light is simply prayer.
La batteria del cristiano per fare la luce. Semplicemente la preghiera.
There are many things one can do, he pointed out. Works of charity. Great things for the church, such as building a Catholic university, a college, a hospital. You may even be rewarded with a monument as a benefactor of the church, he said. But if you do not pray, it will be dark and dimly lit.
Un po' scuro o buio.
Prayer, the Pope said, is what lights up Christian life, but it must come from the heart. As regards the salt that Christians are called to be, it only becomes salt when it is given to others, when one gives flavour to the lives of others with the message of the gospel. Of course, he noted, you may be wondering how long salt and light can last without running out if we continue to give of ourselves relentlessly. That's where the power of God comes in, he explained, because the Christian is salt given to us by God during baptism. It's a gift that never ends. And urging the faithful to shine brightly and always overcome the temptation to shine light upon themselves, he concluded saying, "May your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." I'm Linda Bordoni.